Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night, so you know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Rhino in Studio X, diligently working on another Wednesday night with me to make sure this ship continues to steer as straight as an arrow till we get to the very, very end. Thank you guys for joining us here tonight. If you really want to join the program, you can do it on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395. We are brought to you by my friends over at Visit Vicksburg, the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. VisitVicksburg.com is the website. Throughout the night, we'll be telling you some of the cool stuff going on in my hometown of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Okay, it's better. It's better. It's getting better. I think it's getting better. There's nothing more exciting when you're the fan of a college football program that's struggling than a young quarterback. A quarterback who comes in and it looks like he's going to be the piece that you can build around in the future. I remember Dak Prescott's first year at Mississippi State, and you saw the way he was able to run the offense and some of the things he was able to do, and you were thinking, gosh, this is a good player here. You know, I mean, might have something here. And I don't want to put that kind of burden on Michael Van Buren. I don't want to put, you know, I don't like saying people are the next this. I try not to do the player comp thing as much as I possibly can. But when you have a situation like Mississippi State's in right now, and the wins have been few and far between, I mean, as literal as I can say that, then having a player like Van Buren who comes out and shows you what he can be in the future, you know, you see this guy and what he's doing in his first and second starts against the number one and number five teams in the country, and he's able to play at the level that he is, and he was SEC Freshman of the Week last week. And you think, gosh, when, you know, State continues to build around this guy and he just gets better and better, by the time he's a junior, you're really going to have something there. And that's, you know, that's going to be the hope for Mississippi State. That's what you're going to build around for the years to come. You know, I would tell you that in this coming spring, there's going to be a real live quarterback competition in all likelihood. Blake Shapen will return to Mississippi State. Van Buren obviously will still be here. I think Chris Parson will hit the transfer portal. I can't see a future for him at State with Van Buren playing the way he is. And then I think State will go into the transfer portal itself and try to find a veteran guy. The name that I, and I'm not saying the same kind of player, but when State was able to bring in Jack Abraham a couple of years ago, you know, that's a guy who, you know, had success at Southern Mississippi, came to Mississippi State to compete for the starting job. I think he may have pushed Will Rogers to the very end of camp had he not gotten hurt. But that's what you're going to be looking for, a guy who will come in and compete for a starting job, but not a guy who you're going to promise a starting job. And those would be two different things. And I think they would want some proven production at that point. You know, with Shapen, you don't have a lot of proven production. He's been good when he's been healthy, but when he's been healthy might be the name of his autobiography. And then you'll have Van Buren as a freshman. But Van Buren could very easily make it a no competition if he continues to play and improve and get better week to week. I was very impressed by what I saw from that young man against Georgia. With a Mississippi State team, this is from the C Spire text line, with a Mississippi State team that's struggling and losing support on the road and slightly at home, what do you tell them to keep them motivated and fighting? I don't know what you tell them so much as I know that what Jeff Lebby is telling them is working, because that team still looks bought in, still looks like they're responding to him, playing hard, you know, playing to the final seconds of the game. You know, Brylan Lanier aside, I've been very impressed with the effort these past 2 weeks, because it could have very easily been ugly. It could have very easily been go to Texas and lose by 45-plus, go to Georgia and lose by 45-plus, and just, you know, the season, all of the air is out of the bag. Somehow in defeat, Mississippi State was able to find some positivity. And that's a rare thing. You know, when you think about college football, you know, you're a 1-5 team, and I think State's going to have a pretty good crowd this weekend. I think that, you know, there's going to be not a sellout by any stretch of the imagination, but 54,000 plus, possibly. I feel like that's going to be the case for the Bulldogs this weekend. So, yeah, there's, you know, you've taken as much as you can from these two losses, and then that's a good thing for Mississippi State. He has a moxie we have been missing. Moxie is a really good word. Really good word. It goes back to a couple weeks ago when he scored against Texas and threw the horns down. I mean, yeah, they're losing, and you know, maybe it's a bit much, but that's what you're looking for there. You know, the kids would call it swag. They would call it swagger. You know, moxie is a word maybe you and I would use as a little bit older guys. I don't know how old you are. I'm just making an assumption about you here. You could be 18. I don't know, but you see what I'm trying to say. Taylor may be able to push MVB. I don't see Kamario Taylor as the starting quarterback in year one. If he is, that means he's a truly elite talent, and I just don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. I'm a little nervous about losing the freshman in the portal. Got to stop that. Got to stop being like that. Got to stop being like that. I don't know what to tell you. Why would he leave? He's going to be the starting quarterback. He's going to get plenty of NIL money. Where's he going? We're not doing that here. We're not doing the, they might leave. Well, that's true about literally every player in college football. Literally every player in college football might leave. There's always, you know, there's grass is always greener, I guess. No, we're not doing that number right there. Absolutely not. I'm 47. See, that's what I'm saying. Moxie is a word for our age group. You go back to like the if somebody was like 65, they would say he has a savvy about him. So it goes savvy to moxie to swag. I don't know what the five-year-olds are saying about kids like that. I take it back. I do know the next word. I do. He's got riz. See? Don't tell me I'm not hip. Don't tell me.
How far back you got to go to get to gumption?
Ooh. Gumption might be behind savvy. It might be. So, yeah, he's got some gumption. Yeah, I like that. I like that. He'll give you the old what for. Yeah, good call, Rhino. Good call. Yeah, I've heard nothing but positive feedback from the MSU folks I know. The defense is what it is. I will be there. Yeah, Mississippi State is expecting a good crowd this weekend. The defense, yeah. The defense is what it is. There is just no getting around that. I did an interview today with Tex Aggs, and they asked, you know, is Mississippi State more susceptible to the run or the pass? And I just said yes. I mean, it just is what it is. If State's going to win on Saturday, it's going to start with the first number in their score better be 3, and it might help for it to be 4. If State's not above 30 points, they're not winning. They really probably need to be above 40 points, to be totally honest with you. But they can do that. I think they can do that. They scored 31 on Georgia, who I think is better defensively, and that was on the road. And that was with a really bad start. And that was one of the more impressive things about Van Buren this past weekend, is that he started so poorly, and you just think, God, this kid's getting eaten alive. This Georgia crowd is tearing him up, and it's just not going to work. And then something clicked for him, and he was unstoppable the rest of the way. So if he can get off to a fast start and play like that, I'll say this. If State can play the whole game, the way they played the second half against Georgia, they can beat Texas A&M. I won't say they will beat, but I will say they can beat. I will say that for sure. Hey, Dad, in your opinion, is Creed for sure a goner? Yeah, in my opinion, yeah, Creed Whittemore won't play again for Mississippi State. I just don't see why you would redshirt. You know, there's going to be some opportunities for him. You would think you would just want to play. If you're going to stay, I understand that you think, well, okay, I can get an extra year of eligibility. I just don't see that. I don't see Creed Whittemore back in Starkville. I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm certainly not. You know, I'm not Nostradamus over here, but you know. I don't see it. But, yeah, this weekend with the home crowd, his receivers are really rounding into form. I mean, Craver, Coleman, and Akari, that's a real SEC receiving core. That's three guys who could play. You know, Kevin Coleman could get on the field at Alabama. He could get on the field at Georgia. He could get on the field at LSU and Texas. So could Akari. So could Craver. So State's got some talent in the receiving portion of things. I like Daniels. I feel like he runs hard. He's just handicapped by that offensive line. He and Booth both. The offensive line is just not great. It's just not great. There's just no getting around that fact. State's problems start up front on both sides of the ball, and if that's the case for you, then winning football games is going to be very hard for you. And I don't think anybody who watches the game of football, Parson may be gone. I fully expect Parson to be gone. I can't see a world why he would come back. O-line deserves a lot of credit. Last week they were better. They were better. And I wonder how much of that was McCollum Pounders not being in, and I hate to say that, but he didn't play last week, and suddenly they don't give up as many sacks. And you don't like to say that, but I don't know. I like the true freshman there, Luke Work. I like Jimothy Lewis, the other true freshman, too. Those two guys I think can be anchors for State in the years to come. Mississippi State is planning a reunion of sorts this weekend. The 2014 team, the first team to go to number one in the polls at Mississippi State, will be honored this weekend. I want to talk about that 2014 season when we come back. It's been a rough year for Mississippi State football. Let's have some fun remembering some of the good times. So we'll talk about that team and what you expect to see this weekend from those guys when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
We are back here on Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for tuning in with me on a Wednesday evening. We are brought to you by Visit Vicksburg, who want to let you know, this is our kind of notification here, Rhino. This Saturday, the King of the Pit. That's right. It's a barbecue contest over at Silver Creek Ranch, 5025 Bovina Cutoff Road. It's a rib cook-off. It's a fundraiser for G26 Outdoors. For more information, call 318-341-3231 or 601-618-8826. I do like ribs. Ribs are good. I would like to. If they need a judge, somebody holler at me. I'll come down there and judge the contest for you. All right. So this Saturday will be a reunion at Mississippi State as they will celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the 2014 season, the season that saw Mississippi State start out strong. Get all the way to number one in the nation. I ended up going to the Orange Bowl. Before we go any further, we'll just address the fact that, yes, everyone with a pulse is aware that that season did not finish the way it started and that it did not end the way Mississippi State fans would have wanted it to. All right, let's just get that out in the open. Let's save ourselves the trouble. That being said, that, you know, from the start of the season up until the Alabama game, was about as good as it gets for Mississippi State fans. Atop the college football world, the emergence of Dak Prescott, so many great players, so many big wins, so much national attention brought to Mississippi State. It was a great time. Obviously, this week, you know, being the reunion, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school to say it was planned around the Cowboys bye week. So the expectation is that Dak Prescott will be in Starkville. Dan Mullen has already said he will be in Starkville. And from what I've been told, they expect a big contingent of the former players. Only two guys are still in the NFL that were on that team who will play this weekend, Chris Jones and Preston Smith. So I wouldn't expect to see either one of them in Starkville. But, I mean, you never know, but I would imagine they might have some sort of pre-recorded message that they'll play on the Jumbotrons for that. That 2014 season was my second year covering Mississippi State, and just from start to finish, maybe not to finish, if you know what I'm saying, but that was a lot of fun, you know, and the team started out great. They were 3-0. They dominated three non-conference opponents. They started up the series with Southern Mississippi again, beat them, you know, very badly, beat UAB, beat South Alabama. They're 3-0, and you're thinking, okay, you know, they're off to a good start, but this stretch coming up, you know, at LSU, then Texas A&M and Auburn at home, I mean, we'll see. Maybe they can get one of them. You know, I think going into that, that would have been the thought process. If you get one of them, you're in really good shape. Instead, they got all three. You know, they went in Tiger Stadium for the first time since 1991. I'm right, yes, 1991. First win over LSU, period, since 1999. Then they, you know, you have that Saturday, that Mississippi Mayhem Saturday, where your state's hosting Texas A&M, Ole Miss was hosting Alabama, and you have those two monster games. You get on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And then next week, host College Game Day, number two versus number three. You know that if you win, you're going to be the number one team in the nation. And you do win. And it was absolutely the loudest I've ever heard Davis Wade Stadium. It was as electric an atmosphere as you could possibly have anywhere. And it was a great football game, too, on top of all that. You know, State gets out to the big lead. Auburn comes back. State puts them away late. It was something. It was something to behold that season. And to see that number one next to Mississippi State's name, you know, I remember doing my podcast back when it was still the B&B show that Sunday, and the polls come out, and you actually see number one Mississippi State. I mean, it was like seeing a unicorn. It was like seeing a dragon. Like, I didn't know it could exist in football. I mean, I see it in baseball. I've seen it there. And, you know, in basketball, I've seen State, you know, pretty high. But football, I didn't know it was possible. And so that was a great run. A lot of great memories from that team. A lot of great players on that team, too. You know, you think about Dak, obviously, he stands out above the rest. Chris Jones, who is a much better pro than he was a college player. That 2014 team, I mean, it's not like he was dominant, but he was really good. But Ardrick McKinney was probably the best defensive player on that team. Played a few years in the NFL. Will Redmond, a few years in the NFL. You know, the receivers, Daronya Wilson, rest in peace. Fred Ross, Fred Brown. You know, the offensive line, I've become something like a friend with Ben Beckwith. Tried to get him on the show. Tried to get him and Nick Fitzgerald on the podcast. Fitzgerald would have been a redshirt freshman on that team. Or he would have been a true freshman, I'm sorry, on that team. He's also Texas A&M's biological father. So I wanted to have him on tonight. Both of them were traveling tonight and couldn't make it. That's fine. We'll get up with him later this season. Just so much, you know, so much good from that season. Just the level of excitement at Mississippi State was incredible that year. It was just something. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being a part of it. I enjoyed, and if I say be a part of it, I mean, you know, covering it. It was something. And I'm glad those guys are coming back. I'm glad Mullen's coming back. You know, obviously when Dan Mullen left, a lot of hard feelings. But I think most of those have soothed over at this point. And I also think that, you know, when I talked to him prior to the start of the season, and his affection for the city of Starkville is still quite evident. And his time at Mississippi State, he remembers it very fondly. And I think, you know, people talk sometimes. I made this comment elsewhere, but you know, when a player goes into the Hall of Fame, sometimes it's like, what hat if they play for multiple teams, what hat does he wear as a Hall of Famer? Dan Mullen's hat, if he were a Hall of Famer, would be a Mississippi State hat, I think. I think he said that in the past. He said, I think people will remember me as Mississippi State's coach. And so, glad to see him back. I imagine it will be him ringing Big Klanga come Saturday.
Rankin County deserves a judge with the experience and integrity to uphold our values. That's Amanda Spencer.
I'm Amanda Spencer, and I've spent over 20 years in the courtroom fighting for families, protecting our community, and standing firm for justice. I'm Amanda Spencer, and I ask for your vote for Rankin County Court Judge to be the next youth court judge.
Vote Amanda Spencer on Election Day. Paid for by the committee to elect Amanda Spencer.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At All Britons, we've grown with you. At AllBritons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new All Britons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same All Britons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. All Britons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
All Britons Jewelers. This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
For Super Talk News, I'm Ben Milam. The woman accused of performing sexual acts with a dog in Forest County earlier this year has had her trial date set. Denise Frazier pleaded not guilty to the charges of unnatural intercourse and attempted unnatural intercourse. The incidents reportedly took place in January and February of this year. Jones County Sheriff's investigators received reports of a video posted to social media showing a pregnant Frazier having intercourse with a dog, which was relayed to Forest County officials. She was initially arraigned and had bonds set at $25,000, along with being ordered to stay away from animals. Screenshots from videos taken of Frazier at the time appeared to show her violating her Jones County bond conditions, leading to her bond being revoked. Frazier's trial will begin in Forest County on January 15th next year. And Medicare enrollment is now open in Mississippi, running until December 7th. You can get the full details at supertalk.fm.
What's the key to discovering delectable dining? Find something that sizzles, a time-tested favorite, a feast for your eyes and palate, and a dining experience handled with care. In Vicksburg, the key to the South.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling. Sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
What's the key to a quick and fun travel escape? Enjoy public art outside, or outsider art inside, and refresh your sense of history with awe-inspiring parks and museums. Vicksburg is the key to the South.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Thunder and lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
If they call a celebration penalty on this, I'll shoot them.
We are back here on Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi. If you haven't subscribed to the Thunder and Lightning podcast, well, you know, please do so. So you can get Mississippi State information 5 days a week via me and my friend Robbie Falk from On3 Sports. Of course, go to supertalk.fm to find it, or you can go wherever you get podcasts. Supertalk.fm is a great website that you need to bookmark if you haven't for news, sports, opinion, weather. Clips from all of our shows here on Super Talk, access to all of our podcasts, everything you're looking for Super Talk, it's in one spot, supertalk.fm. We are brought to you by the good folks over at Visit Vicksburg. As you know, we're getting close to Halloween on Sunday, the 20th of October. McRaven, one of the Antebellum mansions in the city of Vicksburg, will be doing a candlelight tour every 15 minutes from 7 to 9 at McRaven on 1445 Harrison Street. You can get a guided candlelight tour through a darkened McRaven in each room. There will be a ghost hunt to tell you their story firsthand. It's $25 a person. It's not recommended for children under 12. So it's a little scary, I guess. For more information, call 601-501-1336 or visit McRavenTourHome.com. Mississippi State basketball was on the podium along with the rest of the SEC over these past couple days. Men's and women's. Men on Tuesday. Women on Wednesday. And, you know, Chris Jans, a notorious poor mouther, as you might know. But I get there's a little quiet confidence about this team. And if you listen to the interview I did with him a couple weeks ago on Thunder and Lightning, you got that impression, and it just continues to grow. And one thing I'm fascinated by is he is really pushing. Narrative's not the right word because I agree with him, right? A narrative to me is a story that, you know, people are like, they're trying to tell you something, trying to make you believe something that may or may not be true. I don't think there's any question that Josh Hubbard is one of the top players in the country in college basketball this year. But Jans is quite liberal with the praise of Josh Hubbard and talks about him maybe even being underrated. So I'm fascinated by that. I wonder if he's doing that as a challenge to Hubbard, saying, look, if I go out there and I say to the media and I say to everybody, you know, this guy's better than you're giving him credit for, you got to deliver on that for me. You know, Josh Hubbard last year, I wouldn't say he got off to a slow start because he's a freshman, right? I didn't know he wasn't in the starting lineup. I didn't really know what he's finding his feet. But by the end of the season, the guy was one of the best scorers in college basketball. I think he comes out firing from day one this season. And Mississippi State, I think State's going to look a lot different on this team. They're going to be a lot more offensively adept. You know, last year they were kind of offensively inept at times. And you know, when I talked to Jans, I brought that up. I said, you know, your team's at New Mexico State. They were offensively, they were good. You know, they shot a lot of threes and made a lot of threes. And to me, that's a great sign. We talked last week about Lebby, or 2 weeks ago about Lebby, and how, you know, it's a great sign that he adjusted his own philosophy to suit what he needed to do with this team. And Jans did the same thing. You know, his style of play is not necessarily that grind it to a halt defensive style we've seen the past couple of years, but he knew that those were the players he had. He didn't have the shooters he wanted to have on campus, and so he went from there. It's not a coincidence that coaches that can do that are successful. It's not a coincidence at all. To me, it's a trait of a good coach. Sam Purcell, such a different personality than Jans. Jans, a little quieter, a little more reserved. There's nothing quiet or reserved about Sam Purcell. He lets you know. And I think his excitement about his team is palpable. He's got a lot of new faces in there, but he's got a couple of good, sort of the same thing as the guys. The guys have Howard and Hubbard and Matthews, and Purcell has Ja'Kayla Jordan and DeBree Chapeau to build around. And then he brings in some transfers. He brings in some freshmen. And you kind of go from there, and I think he likes his team too. Both teams picked 10th in the SEC. The women, we'll see how that goes. I think they can be a little better than that, but I understand the way that they played down the stretch last year kind of defines that. The men at that, I was pretty surprised. I'll just put it this way, I was surprised. Now, last year I said I thought that team could compete for the SEC championship. I was off on that prediction. I don't know that this team necessarily could do that because I think Alabama is maybe head and shoulders above some teams. You know, and I think Auburn might be that way too. But I think State can finish higher than where they're projected. I was very surprised to see them unranked to begin the season, considering who they brought back and considering the transfer class that they had. That was very surprising to me to not see that team preseason top 25. You see some of the preseason metrics. I think KenPom came out and they were 32nd. So KenPom liked them a lot more than the voters did. And, you know, the analytics tend to, you know, give you a little bit clearer picture for the most part. And their schedule is set up the same way it's been in years past, these past couple of years with Jans, that they play these neutral site games that give them a chance to get a little bit of a boost in the net. You know, the last 2 years, their net coming into the season has been very good, and then they've been able to ride the SEC wave of net to a tournament spot. You know, last year, of course, they were an 8 seed. If they don't lose that game to Southern, they're probably a 6 seed, and who knows what's different about their NCAA tournament experience. So, you know, can't afford those kind of losses this year. But State's playing a neutral site game at 3 places in the state of Mississippi for the men. They're playing in Jackson, in Tupelo, and South Haven. They have a true road game at SMU in Dallas. They have a true road game in Memphis against the Tigers at FedEx Forum. That time was just announced a little earlier today, 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, December 21st, Mississippi State in Memphis in the Forum up there in Memphis. So everything's on the table there where if they can come out and get a fast start, when the season comes around, they're probably a top 10, top 15 net team, and you can just kind of go from there. And if you finish, you know, 10-8, if you can somehow get to 11-7 in the conference, you're going to probably be a 4 or 5 seed and be in great shape. That's for this season. Let's talk about the future a little bit. Play it, Rhino. Make it 4 years in a row that the number one player in the state of Mississippi has signed or has committed and will eventually sign with Mississippi State. Jamarian Davis Fleming out of Canton, a 6'8 power forward. He's a real true stretch four kind of player for Mississippi State. He's a guy who can spread the floor a little bit as a big man. So he goes into Mississippi State's class. This is a good high school class for Jans. It's ranked, you know, depending on where you look. I'm looking at All-in-3. They have them 19th in the nation. 2 4-star guys, though, with Davis Fleming and King Grace. And then Cameron Paul is a 4-star on 2 different services, so kind of close to that as well. I think State's probably, I don't know how much more they've got left to do in the high school ranks. They'll look to the transfer portal at the end of the season for the rest of that roster, where you're probably, you got to replace Cam Matthews, and you'll have to replace some of your guys that came in this year. A guy like Kanye Cleary, probably move on, and or probably, you know, because he'll be out of eligibility at that point, I think. And Kugel could be a guy who's gone at the end of the year. So we'll see how that goes, but that's a good pickup for Mississippi State. Like I said, 4 straight years now, the top-ranked player in the state has ended up at MSU. Obviously, last year, Eric Payman out of Raymond High School. Josh Hubbard would be one of those. And then Kamani Hamilton, who, of course, is transferred. He was at High Point last year. I haven't kept up with him. I won't lie to you. I don't know where Kamani Hamilton is now. But a good pickup for Mississippi State. A guy, you know, you want to be able to get Mississippi, you know, we talk so much about the football talent in this state, but the basketball talent year in, year out is pretty good. And if you're getting the top guy every year, that's probably a good sign for your program going forward. So a good pickup for the Bulldogs. Then on the women's side of things, play it again, Rhino. Rhino, we may have to change the sign to 0 days without a work-related incident. What just happened there? What was that song?
That was the battle hymn.
Oh, we don't need that.
No.
Okay. I'm afraid I'm going to have to call that work-related shenanigans, and we're back down to zero. That's okay though. But Sam Purcell, what a week he's having in recruiting. 3 top prospects, a couple of 4-stars. Natalia Gray was the first one from Texas. Then a top 40 player, Jayla Lampley, commits last weekend. And then today, the cream of the crop, Madison Francis, who is ranked as high as the number 20 player in the country, 6'1" forward out of the state of New York, 29 points per game, 13 rebounds per game, offers from basically everybody in the country. Tremendous, tremendous recruiting week for Sam Purcell, who's he has been working really hard in recruiting. And if you're a Thunder and Lightning listener, or if you just follow Robbie Falk on Twitter, nobody covers women's basketball, maybe in the state, better than Robbie Falk does. And, you know, he's been saying all summer long that, you know, he has done a great job of getting top-end talent to come visit, and now it's starting to pay off with 3 big-time recruits for Sam Purcell. So, good week in recruiting. And, by the way, this is something I want to say real quick. When state in recruiting in football, I always hear, like, well, it's so tough to recruit to Starkville. It's so tough to recruit to Starkville. No other sport has that problem. It's not that it's tough to recruit to Starkville. It's that state has not done a good job of recruiting in football over the last few years, and that's why they're in the position they are now. But that kid's from New York. Could have gone anywhere. Just coming to Mississippi State. So there you go. All right, we'll wrap it up when we come back. Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be right back.
suffer.
Thunder and lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Wrap things up here on a Wednesday evening, Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi. As always, I appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to join us here on the show. We will only say that Rhino, we just took a little scratch there. Nothing big, a little ding. We're still good. We're going to park the car in just a minute. We'll be fine. I want to thank the good folks at Visit Vicksburg for sponsoring us. If you ever need to find out what's going on in the city of Vicksburg, the website's right there. VisitVicksburg.com. Go to their events calendar. Everything listed for you. It's happening. And a lot of stuff that I just don't mention here on the show, but they tell you all the live music that's playing around the city, a lot of the great artisan events. Check it out. VisitVicksburg.com. This Saturday, 3:15, Mississippi State, Texas A&M. We didn't talk much about that game. Of course, you can check out Friday's Thunder and Lightning podcast. The three P's brought to you by Sanders Rentals. And I think State has a chance to win. I'll just say that. Now, they're going to have to play pretty close to a perfect game. And I don't really know what a perfect game for that team is defensively. But whatever it is, whatever their version of perfect is, they got to play it. Force a couple turnovers, maybe keep it to 31 points, and you have a chance to win that game. And then offensively, they got to be able to do the same things they were able to do against Georgia, but they got to do it for the full game. And if they can do that, then they're going to go into the fourth quarter with a chance. If they don't, and you know they can't get stops, they can't force a couple of turnovers, and offensively they get off to another slow start, they're probably not going to win. I think it's very important to winning would be great, but I'm not going to count on that. It's just about continuing to improve and show each week that you're getting closer. Because these next two games, Arkansas and UMass, are real live winnable games for Mississippi State. So what you want I think is going to be a good crowd on Saturday, you want to continue to show that, hey, they're so close, guys. They're going to pick one off. And in an SEC where Arkansas has beaten Tennessee and Vanderbilt has beaten Alabama and Ole Miss has lost a couple of games and Georgia, you know, has not looked like world beaters against anybody, you got to feel pretty good that State can pick somebody off. It might just be Arkansas, but I just don't think they're going 0-8 in the conference this year. I really don't at this point. Now, I'll be honest, I did think that 3 weeks ago. After they lost to Florida, I was like, this team's not winning a single. I could have told you they're probably going to go 1-11. I think I've gotten to the point now where I've settled down, and I think that UMass is going to be a win for Mississippi State. And I think Arkansas can be a win. And I think Texas A&M, Missouri, and go ahead and get mad, but Ole Miss, if State plays their best and they can get some mistakes out of the other side, those can be wins as well. Now, I don't think State will win all of those games. I don't think State's going 5-7 or anything like that, or 6-6. But I do think that they can be in those games. And it starts, you know, it starts Saturday at Davis Wade, 3:15 kick, which means the MSU Mississippi Peanut Supply tailgate show that I host will be on Laser 96.1, Super Talk Mississippi up here in the Golden Triangle. That'll start at 12:15, 3 hours before kickoff, so please check that out. Also, please check out my postgame show on YouTube Live. Just subscribe to Super Talk's YouTube channel. You should do that anyway. All of our clips from Sports Talk Mississippi are there, clips from all of our shows in the morning, all our politics and everything else, plus some other special content shows up there from time to time. But if you haven't subscribed, please do so. You'll get a notification when I go live as MSU takes on Texas A&M this week. I haven't said it out loud what I think that my prediction for this game is going to be. I haven't really put too much thought into it, to be honest with you. Which, you know, I don't think State's going to win. But what's the score of that game? I don't 100% know. I think, you know, something like 41-28, 41-24, something like that. So 41-28 is a cover if you want to place a bet. 41-24 would not be, or at least if you could take A&M there, they would cover. That just sounds right to me. I just don't see States giving up fewer than 40 points right now. State's offense this year? 30, 41, 45, 35, 41. Yeesh. When you say it out loud like that, that's pretty rough. You know, they're just not very good defensively. But they're getting better offensively, and maybe they can get to that point that we talked about in the offseason where I thought, you know, okay, State will win games because they win shootouts. They haven't gotten to that point yet. You know, they've lost shootouts. And the game this past Saturday was like that. The game against Florida was like that. The game against Arizona State had a little bit of that. I just think State's weaknesses up front hurt them against Texas A&M. A&M is good on the offensive line. They're really good on the defensive line. So it's going to be really, really tough for the Bulldogs. But they have a chance to win. And we'll see what happens. And that's something I couldn't have said a few weeks ago. So, you know, just getting better and better each week. You hope by, you know, next week you feel like they can take that step forward and finally get a win. But we'll just have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait and see. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in tonight, as you do every Wednesday. Love talking to you guys. And we'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow, Sports Talk Mississippi, which is me and Michael Borky, Richard Cross off for the rest of the week. Thunder and Lightning podcast tomorrow and on Friday. Post game on Saturday, and then back out on Thunder and Lightning for Sunday. Talk to you guys then. For Rhino down there in Studio X, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.